This is a, I think, a very nice mousse, especially for the Elo. There's only one problem with the schmooze, is that it looks so good that I suspect I said it once before, and I have no recollection when. So, if I said it last year, for all I know, I could say, it could be I said it 10 years ago. But I want to say two, even if I said it last year, I want to add another half. So, I apologize. If the half you heard already, I don't remember. But we'd like to add another half anyway. The Rashi says like this. Now, I want to try and make two different shmooze on this Rashi. Rashi quotes a Medrash Agada, which means that if we were really saying the shmooze for outside the yeshiva, we would never quote Rashi, because it doesn't sound impressive. We would quote, go straight to the Medrash. So it's a Medrash Agada that says, Lama nisma parashas atin esavim neklades. Why is the connection, right? I don't know the fancy English word. But why is Parshas Nesavim written right after the end of Kisavo, which discussed the Kladas? The Fishashama Yisrael Meya Kladas Chasashtayim, because in Kisavo, Klai Yisrael heard 98 Kladas. Chutz mi mentat v'shari v'shavataris kohanim. They already heard 49 in Taras kohanim. Horiku b'neim. So they became, their faces turned green, whatever, an expression. V'omru. Mi yuchal lamo v'edu. Who can, it's impossible. So hisko Moshe to face him. So Moshe here in Aptim Nitzavim is coming to appease him. Aptim Nitzavim Yom, Harbe Yichasim, the Mokom, the Osetchem Kliyod. Listen, you did lots of Averis and you didn't get punished so much. You're still around. Bratem Kayom in the Fanav. So that's the Rashi. In other words, the reason why Aptim Nitzavim comes after Kisavo is that Moshe is saying, hey, don't take those claudas so seriously, whatever, don't get too excited, don't get so nervous. Don't look, you did plenty of Averis, and you're still around. So you see? So the problem is, the blatant problem is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the claudas. The purpose of the claudas were to scare Klai Yisrael. That was the purpose. Otherwise, what'd you give it? That was the whole purpose. There was a whole dramatical effect. Because Baruch Hu, the Dafka, had them go to Hargrizim, Harevo, give the Klodas, whatever it is, the Dafka, so that Klal Yisrael will be afraid. And we know fear in Yiras Shemayim is very, very important. Yiras Shemayim is what keeps people in line not to do Averitz. Yiras Shemayim, everyone talks Yiras Shemayim, such an important thing, it's the most important thing. And that's the whole purpose of the Kladis. The Kladis is to give Yiras Shamayim. So now, and we have Midrashim about that, about how the Kladis, their Medrash says that how Kisavo, the whole Torah is based on Kisavo. There's a Medrash there, that because the Kisavo creates the Yiras Shamayim. So here, Klai Yisrael would come to Moshe, and they said that their faces are green. They say, Miyoko Lama Beda. If I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I would say, great, you got the message. That's right. You better make sure you behave. You do one Avera, bang, you're finished. That would be terrific. Right? That's Yiras Shamayim. That's what we want. Here, what does Moshe do? Bnei Yisrael really got scared. Hashem did a good job. He gave the Kladis. Bnei Yisrael really got scared. And then Moshe comes to appease. Listen, come on. Let's think it over. Think of all the Averis you did. Harbe Hichasin Mokom. You did lots of Averis. What happened? Okay, you're still around. You're still, I mean, you got punished, but you didn't get destroyed. You know, but also the clam Cleo. You know, there were punishments. There were people got killed, individuals. But these are the Tzibur were still around. What's Moshe doing? He's trying to remove the Yiras Shamayim. So what you see here, a very, very important insight, and this is something that the Rashida used to, Zatzal used to stress all the time, that everything taken to an extreme is not healthy. And too much Yiras Shamayim is also not healthy. Because when a person feels that it's hopeless, and I'm no matter what I do, it's too hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too medactic, and the din, and I'm guaranteed to slip up somewhere. And what's the point? You know, I'll never be a tzaddik anyway, and I try hard, and I still do averis. My davening's still no good. My learning's still not perfect. I still speak Lashon Hara once in a while. I still have a Urim Ram. I do this. So then forget it. It's hopeless. I just can't do it. So when you have too much Yiras Shamayim, that's when people end up quitting. They get depressed, and they quit, and then they say, forget the whole thing, it's not, you know, I'm gonna die anyway, so to speak, Ruchnia, so I might as well not even try. It's not too much. There's everything, obviously Yiras Shamayim is important. Yiras Shamayim is the ikar of Yiddishkeit, but it has to be with a balance. And it has to be balanced out with a hargosha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us, and he's a Melech Rachum and Chanun, and you do a little tshuva, Hashem will accept it, and you did plenty of averis, and Hashem accepted your tshuva in the past, and if you, and you're gonna get, you did averis, and Rav Huttner, that's how, has this letter of a person who wrote him that he was all depressed, and Rav Huttner wrote him back, you wrote, because the person was all depressed because he was doing so many averis. And Rav Huttner wrote him back, you're depressed that I read your letter, and instead of being depressed, I was happy. Since you're complaining that you did averis, he says, I guarantee you, I promise you, you're going to do more averis. But, he says, you're going to lose the battle and win the war. It's not about losing battles. So you lose a few battles. It's about winning the war. Since I can see from your sincerity that eventually you're going to win. And that has to be the attitude. The attitude has to be that, yes, every aveir is terrible, but at the same time, we can't be destroyed because we do aveiris. Harbei chichastem namoka. We did plenty of aveiris in the past and we're still here. So don't get... If the Yiras Shamayim will destroy you over the din averis, then it's hopeless. So there's a tremendous balance. This is very important. Reshiva used to always say that tshuva has to lead to, Rosh Hashanah has to lead to simcha. Person comes to Yom HaNorah, you don't get depressed, you get happy. It's an opportunity to improve. It's an opportunity to get half tshuva, three quarters tshuva. You know, we believe whatever, Hashem gives partial credit, and there's partial tshuva. That's a great thing. They get a half a tshuva, you know. It's not to walk around in depressed that, oy vey, it's Rosh Hashanah, and I'm going to get clobbered over my head. There should be yira. Rav Yisrael wrote that people did have yira in Edel. But it's what the Reshiva used to talk about, a very hard concept of gido berada, that there's simcha mixed into the yira. It's a simultaneously. Anyway, that's what you see from this Rashi. It's a very fascinating thing that too much Yiras Shamayim can be unhealthy. It can cause people to quit. And it has to be balanced. Obviously, too little Yiras Shamayim is also no good. That's why they gave the Klodos. The Klodos were given to make Yiras Shamayim. So you need both. You have to give the Klodos to make the Yiras Shamayim. Or you can ask the Kashi the other way. If Yiras Shamayim is no good, so why did Kosh Baruch Hu give the Klodos? So apparently they're both right. You have to have the Klodos to get Yiras Shamayim and Moshe's speech to take it off, and the combination of that's the Gido Berada. That on one hand I know Averis are so severe. On the other hand I know Hashem loves me so much and He's going to accept my tshuva. And the combination allows a person to function. Okay, that's the first shmuz. Okay, unrelated, second shmuz, but on the same chazal. The question that we have is, Moshe is talking to here, these are Dordeya. Dordeya, we believe, are basically the smartest generation that ever existed in the time of ever. Dordeya. This is Dordeya after 40 years in the Midbar. This is at the very end, right before they're about to go to Israel. This is the highest level of Dordeya. This is Dorodea when they reached their peak. They spent 40 years in the Midbar, in El Nitna Torah, at El Chleimon. Klai Yisrael, the highest Madrega. Klai Yisrael, it says in all the Sfarim, is Hashem kept Klai Yisrael in the Midbar 40 years to raise their level to the highest possible level, that they had no distractions. They ate the mun. They learned Torah day and night, so they would reach the highest level so when they can go into Eretz Yisrael at the highest level. So that's what it says. El Nitna Torah, the El Chleimon. The Torah was never given. It was the real generation that Torah was given to was people that had no distraction, they could eat the mud. And that's why they're called Dorodea. The most brilliant, saw Har Sinai, Gidol Shechina, Nisim Gluyim. So, what did Moshe say to them? Moshe said, Harbe Hechasim Amokom Venosem Kliya, Hareatem Kayom Nefanav. Didn't they know that? They could look in the mirror. They see they're there. They knew they did Averis. And they knew they're still alive. So they need Moshe. They need the brilliant Moshe of Aaron to say that. I could have said that also. It sounds pretty obvious. You know, yeah, we did Averis and we're still here. We know we did Averis and we know we're still here. So that's elementary. For that you need Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else in Klal Yisrael could have figured that out. So it sounds like, yes. No one else in Klal Yisrael could have figured that out. Which means that what we have here, a completely different shmooze, is something that we talked a great deal about, that one of the big chidushim of the Bavli Musar, and one of their main yesodis, is that you can focus on the exact same situation different ways. And different people focus, just like what the world says, is a cup half full or half empty. It's in everything. A person, Rabbi Yisrael says, how does Moshe Rabbeinu become Adam Adam? Because he doesn't focus on his minus, he focuses on his chesreinus. A different person is about Gaiva because he focuses on his minus and your chesreinus. So everything in life is about focus. Two people look at the exact same situation. One person sees opportunity, one person sees depression. It's all how you focus. And what we see here is that Klal Yisrael, every single person in Klal Yisrael, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they're Dorodea, they focus on this situation somehow wrong. And they weren't focusing on the fact that they did Averis and they were Kayim. They were focusing on the Klalas. And what I assume the chat is because there is a human tendency, which this is based on other chazals in many places, that there's a human tendency when you have two ways to focus, that people focus on the negative, on the negative side. There's a certain inherent teva in a human. Chazal say they bring a raya from Adam Arishan, that Adam Arishan was given this wonderful gift of Chava, and instead he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "Ishra asher nasati imadi." So it's a medrash. Chazal say, you see that a human being at the Teva of Adam Arishan was that he's a complainer. And that's and now you see if people sit around, older people, what they complain. Oh, my arthritis, right? What about the other good things in life? No. That people, somehow, there's a Teva in a person to complain. So in this situation, there was a way, it's a valid, Klal Yisrael's way of looking at it was valid. They focus on the Klalas, and the Klalas, if you focus on the Klalas, then their conclusion is correct. If you focus on the fact that we're still Kayomim, then it seems to make an opposite conclusion. It's like a stira. There's a contradiction. So there's a contradiction, so it depends what you focus on. Which, when you have a contradiction, it all depends what you look at. It's a stira. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, focus on the fact that Harbe Chasem, and you're still Kayamim. Their natural teva was to focus the other way. Apparently, I assume why. This it doesn't say. This is my own guess. But I'm assuming the Hesber is because their focus was more negative, was more, and Moshe's focus was more positive. And human nature is that people naturally focus negatively when it's the gloom. They always see the gloom rather than the Yeshua. So this is a completely different shmooze, the importance of training ourselves to always look for a different focus. In almost any situation, you can find two different focuses. Moshe Rabbeinu can be the greatest person in the world, and he can somehow focus, and he's an Anav Mikol Adam. You can always find two focuses, and to be aware of the fact that we, in Teva, have a tendency to focus on the negative. And if we are chas v'shalom down, or things bother us, we should realize that it could very well be that we're not really down because we're not down because things are really so terrible. We're down because we're focusing wrong. We're focusing on the terribleness. We have the ability to change the focus and to see the good. But just to conclude, I said this many times, but I saw in a sefer that it said that. It's that Yisurim are compared to oil. And he says, why is Yisurim considered compared to oil? So it's in a Rishon, in a Sefer from a Rishon. He said, because oil floats on water. And it depends, it doesn't mix. So a person who has Yisurim and Simcha in life, the Yisurim and the Simcha don't mix. A snapshot of life is so-so. Its life is a certain amount Simcha, and it's a pure Simcha, and a certain amount of pure Yisurim. They don't mix. And therefore, he says, since they don't mix, he says it's up to the person what he wants to focus on. If you want to look at your Simcha, you'll be the happiest person in the world, because the Simcha is pure Simcha. If you want to look at the oil, and you know, you look at it from the top, you look down from the oil, you'll just see oil, and you'll be the most depressed person in the world. Because it all depends on how a person focuses. And what we see here is that there's a tendency to naturally focus on the negative.